something bothering you? Need some advice? You've come to the wrong place. But since you're here, it's time for the Really Bad Advice Podcast.
Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Ari, for this edition of the Really Bad Advice Podcast. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is where we have experts give you some really bad advice on some really important everyday questions that affect your life. Before we begin, let us go ahead and get the legal stuff out of the way. None of us are actually expert advice givers. Plan to use any of our advice? Don't. We highly recommend that you actually talk to a professional before you do anything that we suggest, if for no other reason than to realize just how bad the advice was. All right, now that we got that legal part out of the way, let me introduce you your expert for this episode. Hello, Taz.
Well, hello, Mr. Ari. How are you this fine evening?
I am doing well, as we're using full and formal grammar, so we shall continue that. Please allow me now to pose the question of the evening for you to allow you to give a metered and temperate response.
Awesome. I shall listen with bated ears.
All right. We've gone Shakespearean almost. All righty, here we go. Question for today is, how do I talk to my teenager about drugs? Taz, how do you have that conversation?
Well, usually it helps if you've done a couple edibles first, and then it makes it a little bit more fun. what do you mean by talk to them about drugs? Are you trying to buy drugs from your teenager? Because you should probably get at least, a discount in that. And then the first thing you're going to have to do is you're going to have to teach them the difference between imperial and metric, ounces and grams. And then you only really need metric when you come to millimeters, because that's, 9 millimeter. That's what you got to carry. And I don't think, I don't know what I would, talking about them with drugs, I don't trust anybody's judgment under 45. And I think if you want your kids not to do drugs, tell them how many drugs you did, and then get them to take a good gander at you and where you are in your life. And, you might as well be your own cautionary tale, right? Because kids don't want to be their parents, that's for sure. That's what I would do. And just don't do drugs, kids, because they're expensive. They're very expensive, especially prescription drugs. Unless they're mental health stuff, then do all kinds of mental health drugs. Clonazepam, that's a gooder right there. Holy smokes.
Why do I feel like we're going to get a pharmaceutical sponsorship pretty quick? So, from my point of view, how do you talk to your teenager about drugs? You don't, okay? You really don't have any information about that because they're a teenager and they know everything. So what you really need to do is encourage them to talk to the guys out back of the school, hanging out on the corner. The people who really know things, who have that great social conscience around responsible illegal pharmaceutical use. And they can really guide them in a way that will help them to become really contributing addicts to society. Because without addicts, we would not have all of the wonderful support systems that fail them. And if we didn't have those failing support systems, we would have nothing to talk about on social media.
Oh, that's good. See, I was just going to teach my boys that there's two different types of pharmacists. One wears a white coat and the other one wears a jean jacket, right? So that's the jean jacket guy opened way later than the white coat guy, and he'll take your buddy's DVDs in payment for your medication. But don't self-medicate. That's the number one thing. How about don't self-medicate? But everybody self-medicates in some form, right? People go, oh, I don't drink and I don't do drugs. Yeah, but do you eat, overeat, or do you oversex? Do you just avoid people? Do you listen to podcasts? Not this one, but I mean, I'm asking. Yeah, that's a way of self-medicating, right? This is perfect. I self-medicate with talking because some people think I talk too much, but I don't think I talk too much. I just don't like the silences because then my brain starts working and then I just want to go back to drinking. So there we go.
I'm impressed you stopped. To be honest, I mean, way to go cold turkey on the talking part. Well, that was really impressive. Again, we're starting to border on actually helpful advice.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay. I mean, it's bad. So we have a voice in the background here. Our technical producer, Andrew, wants to chime in. Andrew, what do you got for us?
Well, I just couldn't help but make this suggestion. So, I mean, going through elementary school and high school, I mean, we all knew that kid whose father caught them smoking, right? And made them then smoke a carton of cigarettes in a single sitting until they turned absolutely green and, promised that they would never smoke again. I don't know. I get the feeling that that might work for kids with drugs too. You know, so if they're talking to you and saying, you know, hey dad, I'm really thinking I might want to try weed, you know, maybe you should escalate it, you know, and just start them straight off with, you know, LSD or something like that. Just take them right over the edge.
See, that's called premeditated murder, by the way. You're going to make them smoke the whole ounce, do the whole thing. That's not good. Watch Cocaine Bear. You'll know what happens.
That's called recreational Darwinism. Okay? And actually, I think, Andrew, that's the best thing we could do, right? If I catch my kid with like 30 or 40 fentanyl tablets, I'm just going to take the whole thing. Take them all. Yeah. Because if... You know, if you take them all, you're not going to want to take them again.
No, exactly. Hey, once they get through one bad trip, that'll be the end of it. It's like, no, dad, that was a bad idea, and I'm never going to do that again.
I catch my kid with a bunch of drugs. He's paying rent. Like, that's the way that works. If you got money for drugs, you got money to pay the guy that can put you out on the street. I'll do that. So you're used to when drugs put you out on the street. That's the way that works. What are you going to be? Get all high and do a bunch of booze and drugs and stuff, and then become, you know, the premier of a province or the mayor of a town. What are you going to do? You're going to do that? You freak.
Well, that only works if you become the mayor of D.C., right? If you're,
or
you
know, Toronto.
Fair enough. I had forgotten about him. I was thinking the mayor of D.C., but that's only if old people would get that reference on that one. So... Basically, I think we have now done just the whole don't say no thing. We've proven that that was, you know, maybe questionable advice. So don't say no, don't say yes, just say, oh, what the heck.
Or when they're high, dress up like a gremlin, and while they're sleeping, wake them up. That's what you do. Just walk in.
You're next.
What? Just wake up, they walk up and go,
run.
That's all you have to do. That's all you have to do.
All right. Well, that's some beautiful advice, and I think we need some of the Canadian Medical Association to weigh in and perhaps make it policy. Folks, this has been another edition of the Really Bad Advice Podcast. Taz, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Yeah, that's great. I had this part of my work release program, so it's good.
And Andrew, thanks for coming out of the shadows.
Oh, always nice to be helpful.
Perfect. Well, I've been your host, Ari, and this has been another edition of the Really Bad Advice Podcast. If you have a question that you'd like us to take a swing at answering, or you're interested in becoming a guest, drop us a line, let us know. We'd be more than happy to help you out. Or maybe we won't. Who knows? Thanks for listening, folks.
That was the best advice we could come up with. Check back next week for another episode of the Really Bad Advice Podcast. And thanks for listening.